The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear. Bridges we burn. We make mistakes. Then we live and learn. When life gets tough and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here. And when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here. Right here waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend. The Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, the purpose of the show is to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening friend, will feel empowered to live the life of your dreams. And today, we are live on Facebook Live. We are on Facebook Live today, so if you want to go to Lillian's Radio Show, that's facebook.com/Lillian's Radio Show, so that you can meet Connie Bird. She is our guest today, and I am live in the studio, WBOB. I am so excited. And for those of you who are listening today that have seen some hard times, I want to say to you that at the end of the show, I want you to write this number down, 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. And if you call or text, the first two callers to call or text after the show is done, not before, will receive a $20 gift card from Native Sun to help you with your recovery from the storm. And I'm really excited to have Native Sun to be doing this for us today. Now, today is the third Saturday of the month. And this is where we're going to focus on legal issues and what I like to call Lily's Legal Dream Team. So today we're going to be discussing family law. This is the show all about taking responsibility. And that includes that if you are in a relationship, the purpose of this relationship is to work really hard to have the relationship of your dreams. But what happens when there is a disillusion? Or there's something that's happened to separate you. You feel that there is no hope. And what do you do? Most people are so angry with their partners, they just want to shred them to pieces. But that may not be, and that is not, not may, that is not the best thing for your children if there's children involved. And so today, I am so excited that one of our partners on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show for the Legal Dream Team is family law attorney Connie Bird. She is of Bird and Bird Attorneys at Law. And today we're going to talk about something different. Collaborative divorce or separation. A child-centered separation or ultimately a divorce. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that Connie Bird is here to do just that. Welcome, Connie, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Good morning, Lily. It's great to be here this morning.
I am excited that you're here. We've been looking forward to this moment. This is a subject really dear to my heart, and I'm sure that it is to you. So tell us a little bit about your background and what brought you to choose family law as your specialty.
Well, Lily, I actually didn't start out to be an attorney at all.
Really?
I got here in a little bit of an untraditional path. I started out of college with a bachelor's degree in accounting and a master's in business administration, worked for a number of years in corporate finance, and then later got my certified public accounting, my CPA here in the state of Florida, and worked with families and small businesses for some more years, and it's really a fun practice and something I enjoyed a lot. But over the years, what I came to realize is that what I really wanted to do was help families and help people. I saw a lot of their struggles and the impact of family disputes, in my work as an accountant and as a CPA doing mm-hmm. tax work, the way mm-hmm. it was destroying their children, their families, and their businesses. So I went back to law school about wow. the time my youngest child started high school.
Wow.
And have just with the purpose of practicing in family law.
That is amazing. Did you surprise yourself that this is something that was deep within you?
My commitment to children and to families was always there. It came out of my background. I had a wonderful family, and it came out of my own background and my experience with that. But my family had many, many problems. And so that did not surprise me, the fact that I wanted to work with families and with particularly with children. The opportunity to go to law school, however, was something that came later, and I've just been so grateful to be able to be here and to be doing this work.
Well, I'm excited as well, because it took me a while to find an attorney like you, a family law attorney that works. My philosophy is win-win. Everybody needs to win, and when there's divorce, divorce is good people at their worst. And unfortunately, that affects our children. Me as an adult, if I'm going through a divorce, okay, it's going to affect me. But when there's children involved and when there's finances involved, those finances somehow become more important to children. Have you seen that when you first started practicing law?
I have seen that. Commitment to children and so forth, will affect every aspect of a family, including the children. But there are many things you can do so that doesn't have to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the topic for today. We are talking with Connie Bird of Bird & Bird Attorneys at Law. And if you have a question, you can call Alan at 222-8255 and let him know what your question is, and we'll discuss it on the air when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
And welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another. And I am so excited because we are live in the Salem studios. Yes, and I've got Alan on my side here. If you have a question, if you're thinking of separation or divorce, and you're feeling like you're overwhelmed, you don't know what to do, let me tell you, today is the day. You are listening for a reason. Connie Bird, it took me a while to find her, but once I found her, I knew she was going to be part of the Lily's Legal Dream Team. And Lily's Legal Dream Team are attorneys that I would want to go to if I were to need them. These are attorneys that have the same philosophy that I bring to the show week after week, day after day. Because it is about everybody winning. And unfortunately, the children are the one who always lose. If you want to get a divorce and you want to walk away from whatever relationship you have right now, do it. If you want to do that, that's fine. But the moment there's children, that's a deal breaker. You've got to make that a child-centered experience. So Connie of Connie Bird, if you want to learn more about Connie, you can go to lawbird.com. That's B-Y-R-D. So that's Connie Bird at Bird and Bird Attorneys at Law. So Connie, I'm really grateful that you're here. Now, while we were doing the intro, I kind of picked something up there that you said that because of your family, this was something that was very dear to your heart, children. Tell me more a little bit about that, if you'd like to share.
Sure, Lily. I do have a large family and a very close family. In when I was very young, my father passed away, my mother had six children within 8 years of age. She had intended to be a stay-home mom, and mm-hmm. her world changed dramatically. That story has a great outcome, and so you know, I don't want to tell a sad story today, other than to say that I was so inspired by how her attitude towards family affected the outcome for all of her children, and essentially to her, then to her, her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And so focusing on the needs of children has been very important to me. What I found as a family law attorney is that the parents have the ability to make this a better or worse experience, not only for themselves, but certainly for the children. Children are resilient. They really take their cues from the sure. people around them.
Sure.
And they're really looking to their parents to tell them that they're going to be safe and they're going to be okay. So when people find that their situation is not working out, they no longer want to be together, again, whether this is a marriage or a partner where there are children involved, they have choices to make about how they're going to end that relationship. And those choices will really determine what that outcome is. So I just encourage people to, when they're going through this or they're anticipating it, to really give some serious thought to what it is they want to do, and how it's going to affect those people that they love, and most particularly their children. But it goes beyond that. It's the extended family and the relationships with in-laws, grandparents, nieces, nephews. You do have a choice. You don't have to take a traditional litigation approach that becomes war.
Yeah.
And all of the damage that comes with that.
Well, let's talk about what to expect, because, you know, every state is different. Law, family law is different across the board. If you look at, you point your finger at one state, it's going to be different than California, for example, is different than Florida. So what should we expect as Floridians when it comes to the division of financial? Let's just start with property, because okay. property is black or white.
People say that. It's not quite that black or white. I'm a lawyer, okay. so I have to tell you that it depends. But I think you make a good point, and let's start with that yeah. law is state-specific. So it's based on the statutes and the laws in any particular state.
Mm-hmm.
That's the what I call the floor of a divorce. We start with the statutes and the laws, and then we look at the process, which is the rules of law.
Okay.
And then we look at case law, which tells us what those laws mean. In Florida, we're considered what is a no-fault state.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is that you don't have to prove that anyone has done anything wrong in order to get a divorce. Two people can agree that they're going to separate, or even only one can declare that they have irreconcilable differences, and that divorce is going to go forward. There's some residency and some other things that, you know, have to be determined. So once you've decided that you're going to do that, then we start with this idea of how do we go forward? How do we mm-hmm. separate those things that we have? We have to determine first whether it's a marital or non-marital. We have to determine what it's worth and on what date we're going to be dividing it up. And we start with the idea in Florida that we're going to divide it equally and then go from there. But again, what are you dividing equally?
Correct.
You're dividing those marital assets. So mm-hmm. there's a key component there, which makes that a little less straightforward.
Sure, sure. And so that what I mean by property, if you don't like property, or if you step on property, or if you kick property, property is not going to be injured. You know, children, though, that's where the emotional aspect of it is. But unbelievably so, as a life coach, I see so many people attached to their financial more than they are attached to the emotional family side of divorce. So that's why I was saying that black or white, 50-50, right? Bottom line is 50-50.
Most 50-50 unless you'd agree otherwise, yes.
Okay.
Always have to give you that.
I get it. Okay. So as we go forward, when someone comes to see you, let's say they're thinking about separating. Are there guidelines to separation? Because I know many times women and men, they separate and there's a commitment. You know, you just want to get away from it, and, you know, grass is always greener, and you're separating and you're like, okay, I'll give you X amount of dollars to pay for your groceries or for the children. And then all of a sudden, people forget to write checks, or there's bills that haven't been paid. And then that's when the anger and the frustration that was underlying the undercurrent emotion in the relationship comes out to rear its ugly head. Before that happens, how can you help somebody go through that division, separation? Who does what?
Well, as you mentioned earlier in the show, I practice collaborative law and other means that are designed to help families separate without going through that or letting the emotion of what they're doing cloud their better judgment. Mm-hmm. In that process, what we try to do is bring in an interdisciplinary team that includes people, behavioral health specialists, and also financial specialists who mm-hmm. can help us take the emotion out, and we have our behavioral health specialists who help us deal with the emotional side of it. Mm-hmm. And then our financial professionals are helping us look at that property and decide what really is fair, what is equal. Look at that support that you talked about, which mm-hmm. is a whole radio. We could do a whole show and sure. talk about alimony and child support.
Yeah.
In fact, each of these topics. But to bring in people who are neutral, they're not lining up as experts for one person or the other. Mm-hmm. And so we can start dealing with facts instead of with our emotions. And that's a collaborative process that people can choose. There are other ways to get there. That's not the only what I would call peaceful solution to divorce. But those are things that help us deal with the emotional aspects of this so that we can make decisions that aren't going to be so damaging. Again, at some point, we'd like to talk a little more about children and how to deal with that.
Yeah, we're definitely going to talk about children. Okay. I just want to get the things that don't really matter out of the way that people put in front as like money.
Right.
And the children is where we're going to focus most of our attention. And because that is the most important aspect of it. So here we go. We have someone that is like hanging on to their assets. They don't want to separate. They don't want to do. There's one parent. There's one that's always feeling wounded. There's the person who is the aggressor and the other person who feels the victim. And so how do you help somebody, Connie, bring them to that, okay, let's create a win-win. Let's create collaboration where you feel empowered to make some choices?
Well, in a collaborative process, each person has to be represented by their own attorney. So first of all, I cannot represent both people, but the collaborative attorneys have been particularly trained in the process of how to do that. So we start by knowledge. You know, knowledge, many people are afraid of what they don't understand and what they don't know. So there's a big education process here that's helping people understand what the law is, understand the facts about their finances, if they might be the spouse who didn't really understand them, mm-hmm. understand what their real needs are as opposed to just a generic fear that I'm going to be alone, I'm going to be broke, I'm going to have these children with me, what am I going to do? Or I'm going to be alone, I'm going to be broken, I'm not going to have my children. Mm-hmm. Those are the kind of fears that drive people to do things that are damaging to their future relationships. So you may no longer be together, but if you have children together, you're always a family.
That's right.
You're just a different kind of family.
Yes.
So what we're looking for is solutions that allow people to maintain what was good about a family configured in a different way mm-hmm. that then allows them to make decisions, fact-based, informed decisions out of education and knowledge rather than out of fear and lack of knowledge.
I see. Okay, so then here comes the children. When I don't know how, one point someone sits with you that's broken. The family is broken, the marriage is broken, finances, you know, one of the main reasons people get divorced is for financial reasons. You know, they're either filing bankruptcy or they're mortgaged out to they're making less than they spend. And so here's these broken people coming to you. How do you make them feel safe? Why would I go to you? I guess the question is, how do you do something different? What do you do differently that will make someone feel safe? Because we talked about that safety, that security, because we all need that sense of belonging and feeling safety. How do you calm somebody down into saying, hey, we've got to really roll up our sleeves and be about children?
That's a really loaded question.
Yeah.
And I'd like to think that what I bring is, again, this background that says you cannot win unless everyone can survive. I had professor in law school who used to say, you cannot ask someone to give more than they have, because that they have no incentive then to get up and go to work. So whether you're the person who needs something from the other person financially or are going to be required to give it, what I try to do is help people understand that we're looking for a solution that lets, again, this family, now living in two households, survive mm-hmm. in the best possible way. I can't promise people what their outcomes will be, but I can promise them that if they will be involved in being part of solving that, rather than having someone give them the answer, it's going to be a better outcome.
I like that. I like that. I love that. When I sat down with you and I interviewed you and your husband, who was on the show this week, Terry Bird, we're talking about workers' comp, the feeling that I got was peace, a calming factor. And there is, when there's a storm brewing, it doesn't have to be a hurricane. It could just be the storm within our families. It is so nice to have someone that is calming like you. And we're going to continue our conversation with Connie Bird when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
And welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another, and you can listen to us live worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. Today we're talking about collaborative law. If you're thinking about separating from your significant other, it doesn't have to be a marriage. It could be a union, any kind of union. Then listen up before you make that decision. It is time to listen up. Today's teacher, because I believe that everybody is a teacher, and today's teacher is Connie Bird of Bird and Bird Attorneys at Law. And for those of you who, it took me a while to find her, because most attorneys make money the longer the divorce is dragged out and the more arguing and bickering and fighting there is. But that's not what Connie does. What Connie does is that she makes sure that she creates an environment where everybody wins. And you've heard her say that several times. And so I'm excited. If you want to get a hold of her, you can. You can call her at 904-731-0990. She's an attorney here in Jacksonville. You can go to her website at lawbyrd.com. That's lawbyrd.com. This is where you'd make a difference. This is where you start to determine what the rest of your divorce is going to be like, what the rest of your life is going to be like. And I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com and become a subscriber so that you have all this information for Connie and all the legal dream team that we have here. How do you get a hold of them? Because when we have legal issues, it affects the entire family. And so instead of focusing on how to get a hold of me as social media, I want to remind you that if you have a question for Connie today, you can call 222-8255 and Alan will take your question and we'll talk about it on the air. And so when Connie, I'm so grateful to you for being here today. The most important, we got the financial aspect out of the way. And so I really do want to focus on the children now. And so if you would like to share what we need to know when it comes to divorce and children, what would you say is the most important aspect?
Well, I think the first thing that you want to realize is that it's important that that a child have a relationship with both parents.
Sure.
And that you find a way to maintain that relationship. And you do that by by how you model your behavior towards your spouse or your partner or mm-hmm. the other person who's important in this child's life. So no matter how wrong you feel, much wrong you feel has may have been done to you, you need to remember that your child is going to remember that they are half you and half them.
Yes.
So when you say that person is so whatever, they're so greedy, they're so mean, they're so awful, what a child often hears you saying is, well, I must be part of that too, because that's part of who I am. Mm. So you want to keep in mind that whatever you're doing legally, you have to also be aware of how it's affecting children. So the first thing you want to do is never talk about your divorce in front of your children, and never talk about your partner
total
in front
agreement.
Of your children.
Total agreement, Connie. I can't agree with you more, and I want people to stop if they're doing that. Never have a conversation about that child's parent in front of them. So go ahead.
Yeah, I work with some really great behavioral health specialists who are part of the interdisciplinary teams who work with families in divorce with me. And one of them in particular, Tracy Johnson out of Orange Park, often says that you just have to remember that the child is going to, again, this idea that the child is going to see that when you or believe, when you say that the other person is bad, that they are also half bad. So you need to not be doing that. The other thing you have to recall is that you don't want to ever use your children to carry messages, deliver checks. I mean, they should have nothing to do with this. And as Tracy often tells me, you when the children ask you, all you need to say to them is, I love you, your other parent loves you, you're going to be safe. We're going to work this out, but you are going to be fine. Mm-hmm. And then take your dispute away from the children. I do feel like, though, I should touch a little bit on the legal issue here.
Absolutely. So, let's talk about really the parental responsibility. Yes.
Yeah. So in Florida, we use some terms that are a little different than other states, most other states. Rather than talk about custody and visitation, we talk about parental responsibility and time sharing. Parental responsibility is who makes major decisions for the children. And there's a presumption that parents are going to share that responsibility. Mm-hmm. There's some exceptions to that. But in most cases, parents are going to share responsibility. And then there's an entirely separate conversation about time sharing. And time sharing has to do with where a child puts their head down every night. So a parent can be totally involved with their children and be there for them, but not necessarily have them living in their home every night. In Florida, in most states, we talk about a best interest factor, and that has to do with making decisions about time sharing and parental responsibility that are in the best interest of the child. Mm-hmm. So some of the most beautiful outcomes I've seen in divorce were where a parent could recognize that might be best for their child is not that they spend the majority of the time with them or half of the time with them, but that they have a schedule that works for the child.
Okay.
So parents, in my experience, get hung up on this idea of I want 100% custody. I mm-hmm. want 100% time sharing. I want the child with me all the time, and feel that they have really good reasons for that. You really have to step back from that and ask yourself, where's my child in school? Where are their friends? What are their needs? It is important that children spend significant amounts of time with both parents. And in fact, it's the law in Florida that children should spend significant time, with a few exceptions that have to do with things that make it unsafe, mm-hmm. with both parents. But they deserve to have a relationship, however that's defined, with both parents. So when the parents can put their other fears, and again, you know, we talk about money. Really, for most people, money represents something to them. Mm-hmm. It is security, or it's a loss of security, or it's a lifestyle that they feel they're losing. In many cases, it's genuinely a belief that if they don't control the money, the children will not have what they need. If they can find a way to put that aside and really look with the help of well-trained professionals, attorneys, behavioral health specialists, financial people, look at what those facts are that help them sort through the emotion of this as opposed to the reality, and focus on the children. Focus on the thing that you think is very important, or, you know, what I hope was the thing you think is most important, is how will they be affected by this? Mm-hmm. And people who can be unselfish aren't going to be harmed. You know, again, you can have a wonderful relationship with your children in all kinds of configurations of how they spend their time and, you know, where they sleep every night. So if we can be focused on that instead of on this, I need to win, mm-hmm. I need to win this. I only win if a certain thing happens. Don't try to define win and loss here. Try to look at the unique features of your own circumstances and let the outcome reflect that.
Now, Connie, do you help the people, the couples that are trying to make these decisions, do you step back and help them and guide them yourself, or is your team that works with that?
Well, the answer to that is both.
Okay.
And a team can consist of different configurations of people. So sometimes it is two collaboratively trained attorneys and the people that they represent. I prefer to work in an environment where we also include a mental health professional or behavioral health specialist as a coach or a facilitator of that process. And certainly when we have children, I like to rely on those folks as child specialists who can help us develop parenting plans and time-sharing plans that work with the unique features of that particular family.
Okay, so as you are, you know, coaching, because you're a coach, you're an attorney, you're making sure that everybody is going to win. Can you represent both people if they want everything to be split down the middle?
Florida law does not allow you to do that.
Okay.
So each person has to, if they're going to have attorneys, people have to have their own attorney. Now, there are all kinds of ways to get divorced. So you can be self-represented and no one can have an attorney. One person can have an attorney and the other person is unrepresented. Or you can both be represented, but you have to be represented by separate attorneys.
So if I want to, because I had shared before, I said, you know, sometimes the people who get the wealthiest are the attorneys because there's the fighting and the bickering. I've heard of people spending hundreds of thousands of dollars because they wanted to be right. So with you, if I were to say, okay, let's go to Connie, both of us, we represent ourselves. We go to you, and now you do you say, okay, this is this is how we can make this successful?
No, I can't do that.
You can't do that at all. Even if I represent myself, one of us has to have representation.
Well, you don't have to have representation. So let me just be clear.
Okay.
A mediator can mediate two unrepresented people or two represented people or one represented person and one unrepresented person. But they're mediating. They're not representing. An attorney can, under no circumstances, collaboratively trained or otherwise, ever represent more than one client.
Wow.
And that's because they have an ethical obligation to represent the rights of their client. And you can't represent the rights of two people at the same time.
Very good. Very good. Even so, the mediation, is that, does that make it less expensive to have a mediator working with us through you?
If you have a mediator, again, you can have a mediator, and that's better than litigation. That's better than a trial. It will be less expensive always than a trial.
Very good. So it's always good to go in there knowing that it's not about killing the other person or, you know, destroying the other person. It's about creating a place where everybody wins.
That's right, Lily. We're really looking for that win-win, that problem-solving session as opposed to a win-loss.
Very good. And that's what the show is all about, is creating that win-win. And we're going to continue our conversation with Connie Bird of Bird & Bird Attorneys at Law when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We're going to talk a little bit more about how we can get a hold of Connie. We'll be right back, right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another. And today's teacher is Connie Bird. She is a family law attorney here in Jacksonville. We are live in the Jacksonville studio, WBOB. And if you have any questions for Connie, you can call 222-8255. That's 222-TALK. 8255. So, Connie, I'm really grateful that we found you to become a sponsor, part of Lily's Legal Dream Team. And, you know, we know that we've gone through Hurricane Irma, and I had mentioned that sometimes the storms outside our life are not as big as the storms inside our life. Because, you know, when there is a breakdown in communication, a breakdown in marriage, long before that separation, children are viewing the storm. Right. So let's talk about children's response to trauma, because this is very dear to your heart.
It is, Lily, and I don't want to give a few minutes today just to reach out to those people who are still struggling with the aftermaths of Hurricane Irma.
Sure.
And as part of this conversation about children, I think it's first important to remember that children are resilient. There was a study, and the results of it were reported in a recent Child Trends e-news that I was reading, that said that 2 to 3 years after Hurricane Katrina, more than 72% of the children showed signs of resilience or recovery. And they went on to talk about the fact that they are going to recover. I think that what was most interesting to me about that particular study, though, is that two of the most important things that affected how children responded to trauma was how the adults and caregivers in their lives responded.
Mm.
And then the other was that they found that where children are in households or with caregivers who were emphasizing hope and positivity, that the children were able to feel secure and safe, and that has had such a significant impact. And as I was thinking about coming on the show today, I was thinking about divorce, of course, and children and how this affects them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a divorce can be a life-changing, traumatic event for children.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly going to change their lives, but it doesn't have to be a traumatic life-changing event. And so I just think it's so important to remember that hope and positivity is so important in how we talk to our children. And for those parents, let me just say that we're asking a lot of you. We're asking you to do something at a stage in your life where it's a very difficult thing to do. So surround yourself with those people who bring hope and positivity, and get that counseling wherever you get that, whether it be through your minister, your spiritual counseling, a behavioral health specialist, a marital and family counselor, a good friend. I only want to warn people that when you're dealing with those people who are your family and friend, make sure that at this stage of your life, it's the ones who bring hope and positivity. We need people for different reasons at different times.
And we have to be very careful of how much we share with our family, because, you know, I know that people want to get divorce over with, but it's not something you need to get over with, because you're going to be tied to this individual for the rest of your life. It's not I'm cutting my strings, but then there's birthdays. There's graduations, there's, you know, weddings and all these things that will bring this person back into your life. And so when you start harboring resentment, it you can cut it with a knife, and children are such barometers to feel that.
Yes, they are. And Lily, I just think it's important to remember what you just said, which is that you're not really going to end this relationship. You're mm-hmm. going to be building the relationship for the future. And there are a lot of attorneys out there who practice not only collaborative, but other peaceful resolution. Mediation is sometimes an answer for that. There are all kinds of ways to engage with legal professionals who can give you the information you need to make the right kinds of legal choices, but will also encourage you to seek those more peaceful solutions. So just briefly, I just want to encourage people to make the decision about how this divorce is going to happen. At the end of it, no matter what you choose, you're going to have an order signed by a judge.
Mm-hmm.
But you get to choose, and a big portion of that is finding those professionals, including your attorneys, who care about the things that you really care about, not the things that you're angry about today.
Mm.
So you want to interview those people. You want to ask them what it is that they bring to the table that is different. One of the things I like to think that I bring is problem solving. I try to work from an interest based negotiating as opposed to a positional mm-hmm. negotiating. Positional means I'm going to dig in here, and then we're going to see if we can beat this down and finally sign something.
Mm-hmm.
Interest based means that we're going to identify those interests that we share, those things that are in common or important. If you have children, it's most likely your children. It may also be your business interest. It may be caring for elderly parents who you've both come to love over the years. But you can identify what those things are that you have in common, and then fashion your divorce around preserving those things that are important rather than destroying the Very person good. That you may be angry with.
Very good. And, you know, one of the things I've learned today, Connie, and I was sharing with you off the air on Facebook Live that we're on, I said, I did not know that you couldn't represent both couples, that you could only represent one person and the other person can be not represented, right? So that's the way you're... And I'm thinking, that is so expensive to go through divorce. Let's talk about the budget.
Okay, and I ask people to think about divorce. We all have to make decisions, financial decisions in our life. We decide where we're going to live, what kind of car we're going to drive. We decided how much to spend on our wedding. Mm-hmm. So you're also going to have to decide what you can afford with your divorce. And that question is going to be different for every single person. So, you know, just like I might not be able to have as much as I want out of my house, I may have to find a way to budget my divorce, and I may not be able to afford everything. Mm. So think about that as you're moving forward, but also think about the fact that this is an investment. So you're investing in your future. So it's really common for people to say that attorneys are all about the money and that, well, all we want to do is bill and take everything you have that's left. I'm sure there are attorneys like that. I know many, many attorneys.
I interviewed quite a few.
Did you? I know many, many attorneys who are not in that position. So you need to sit down with your attorney and discuss it, not so much in terms of I don't want to pay you more than this, but more this is what's important to me. How do we get there and what will it cost me to get there?
I love that. I love that. I love the fact that you're about the win. You're not about the win-lose. You're about the win-win. And right. Ultimately, when you're about the win-win, the children, everybody wins. Everybody walks away. You know, I don't believe people enter into marriage thinking that it's going to end at one point. But when it does, it's good to focus on if this is not going to work today, and this is not going to work because we made the choice to be together, we created something beautiful. And out of gratitude and honoring what was created, I would say that you would fit really well with someone who wants to set themselves up for success and the children for the rest of their lives. Because this is a moment. The divorce is going to last forever. What is your word of advice for someone who's contemplating divorce right now and really is numb and doesn't know what to do, Connie?
I think the first thing I would encourage you to do, again, is find that person or those people that you can surround yourself with who will be supportive. Mm-hmm. And not supportive of you being angry or destroying someone else, but supportive of you building your life. Again, that may be a professional or it may be someone in your life, but please surround yourself with those people who are going to bring you hope and positivity in your life.
Very good. Thank you so much. That's very important. A lot of people want to go out there and just bash and be horrible people. And it's a really tough situation you find yourself in emotionally, physically, financially. And it's good to have someone like you, Connie. And for those of you, my listening friends, if you'd like to continue this conversation with Connie afterwards during the week, if this is something that you're contemplating, does it cost anything to sit down with you?
I do charge a consultation fee.
Okay, there's a consultation fee.
But that fee is only for the purpose of making, of just really recognizing that it's not so much a consultation. Well, it is a consultation, but what we're really doing there is I'm providing you with information. And so whether you hire me as your attorney or not, what I'm going to do is send you away with information.
Okay. So for those of you, the number is 904-731-0990. 731, are we going off the air? Oh my gosh, the music is on now. Okay, so for those of you who want to call Connie, 904-731-0990, or call, go to Lawbird, that's LAWBYRD.com. And for those of you who would like a $20 gift card, please remember to call or text 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. Be the first two callers to call and get a $20 gift card from Native Son. And thank you, Connie, for being a part of the show. And I'm looking forward to continuing our conversation.
Thank you, Lily.
And to you, my listening friend, you have a choice. Please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever.